Good morning, everyone. Reading today from recent Merging with Shiva lesson 172, like riding on water. To live positively in the conscious mind each day, exercise at least a half hour. Keep the vital energies of the body high and healthy. Eat simply and follow a vegetarian diet, feeding the stomach rather than the mouth. Be considerate of others always and live inconspicuously, almost transparently, by not ruffling your surroundings, by keeping the home neat and clean, by passing through a room or place and leaving it nicer, in a nicer condition than before you arrived. Seek fresh air, learn to breathe deeply. Get out in the sun. Move the physical body. Walk briskly. Dance. Keep the energies vibrant and buoyant. Be close to nature. Grow food. Develop an art or craft so the hands are active, creative. Of course, being neat and attractive in personal appearance keeps the thoughts of others towards you positive. This is the way to live in the conscious mind. Try to live life as though you are walking in the rain without getting wet or carefully riding on water. No ripples, no disturbance, no reactionary residue that has to be faced at some future date. Gurudeva taught that if there are ripples, if you manage to get yourself seriously upset about one thing or another, it takes 72 hours to calm down. So I'm sure you know some in this situation. Within that 72 hours, you'll probably disturb things again, right? You know people like that? So what happens if within every 72-hour period you get disturbed? You're always disturbed. Permanently disturbed person. So we want to avoid that, that's for sure. But it does take 72 hours to calm down after a major upset. So what Gurudeva is stressing here is the opposite. No ripples. No disturbance. Carefully riding on water. So that's a nice image to have. You know, you can ride on water in a very precise way so that you're not creating ripples on either side, or you can just kind of do it quickly and then you'll create a number of ripples on both sides. So if you're careful, you can avoid creating ripples or emotional disturbances in your life. When we live unconsciously in the conscious mind, we most often look at the physical body as who we are. We say, I am hungry, I am happy, I am not feeling well, I want to go to America, I have just come to Bangalore. Instead of, I am not feeling well, we mean our physical body is not feeling well. Instead of, I want to go to America, we mean we want to take our physical body to America. Our language is a conscious mind language. The perspective of our language is constructed to make the conscious mind the real thing. The entire reality of the world. From little children we have been taught that the conscious mind is real and that anything other than this real, solid conscious mind is to be doubted. So the example I use to show that conscious mind language is we say, I am happy, right? And then, you know, if you hold up a piece of paper, do we say, I am the piece of paper? No, we say, I see the paper. So we're taught that we're not the physical objects, but we're taught that we are our emotions. The language itself is structured, as Gurudev is pointing out. It's a conscious mind language. The English language is a conscious mind language. So it's structured to teach us that we are our emotions. I am happy, I am sad. Whereas I'm not the physical object. So the point being, to be observant of the thought patterns and try and detach yourself. My emotional body seems to be in a happy state today. My physical body seems to be quite hungry this morning. So you know, detach ourselves and make sure that it's not the I, because the I is a spiritual being. The I isn't the emotions. The I isn't the body. But our language tends to make us think so because of how it's structured. So have a wonderful day. Om Namah Shivaya.